tuned to New Sound Radio, 92 FM. This is the Community Hour, and I'm Pete Day. Now, of their hidden gems in East London, I know one of my favourite places is Abbey Gardens in West Ham. They're built among the remains of the 12th century Abbey. It's a community project that I don't generally get local people involved in. It's tucked away on Baker's Row, near the Abbey Road DLR station. And it's a place that a lot of people have maybe heard of. It's maybe not the easiest place to find. Now, during the year, you know, along with their regular gardening clubs, local people organise various events. Now, last weekend, it was the Harvest Festival celebration, where they used the theme of pumpkins, yeah? Accompanied by the Regent Community Brass Band, the Pumpkin Fest included a calf serving food. No, I did like that bit. That was grown in the garden, and all sorts of pumpkin-related activities. Now, while I was down there, I met up with Dasha French, and I asked her, well, what's it all about?
Today we're having our Pumpkin Fest. It's the Harvest Festival. This year we decided to go for the theme of the pumpkin. So we've got the food, which includes pumpkin. We've got cakes that involve pumpkin or they look like pumpkins. We've got craft, which is making a pumpkin face mask. We have pumpkins on display. We have decorated pumpkins in our competition. And we have exhibition information of various facts about pumpkins, origin, history. So it's all to do with pumpkin.
Joined now by Hamish Liddell, who's the gardening coordinator here. And what sort of things do you grow here then?
Well, we grow a really wide range of stuff. The good thing about this garden is it's big enough to grow a sort of combination of ornamental stuff and edible stuff. As far as vegetables go, we grow potatoes, onions, garlic, broccoli, cabbages, runner beans, French beans, broad beans.
You do some really exotic stuff as well.
Yeah. So the stuff that you wouldn't be getting necessarily in the supermarket, we do odd, unusual vegetable called skirret, which is something that was very popular in Victorian times. We do Japanese burdock, which is quite hard to get hold of. We do scorzonera and salsify, which are two other root vegetables. And also, the nice thing about growing it yourself is that with common vegetables like tomatoes, you can grow a lot of varieties that you'd never be able to buy in the shops as well. Yeah, it's an exciting place as far as vegetables go, just because of the diversity of it, you know, and that's the beauty of growing things in your garden, is that you can have a wide diversity of crops and flavours in a relatively small space, you know, so.
Tell us something about the gardening clubs that meet here.
We have a garden club that runs three times a week. That's what I run, so I'm the garden club leader. I sort of introduce people to the garden and train people up to help maintain the garden. The interesting thing about here is that, unlike a lot of other community gardens, we don't give people individual plots. The whole garden's sort of maintained as a whole, so we have a plan at the beginning of the year of where everything's going to go, and it changes a little bit throughout the year, but we basically implement that during the gardening sessions. And people come here for different reasons. Some people come down because they just like being outdoors and they want to do a bit of physical exercise in the form of gardening work. Some people come down because they want to learn more about gardening, and that's part of my job as well, is to answer people's questions generally about gardening. And also, it's just the community involvement as well, and coming down, getting to meet people who live near you, your neighbours, and really just being involved in a sort of team effort, really, you know, of keeping the place looking nice. And, you know, the other thing is people appreciate what they're doing is improving the local environment for the people, but also the wildlife. And yeah, it's all around, it's a really good place to be.
And of course, today, one of the things that really grabbed me is that you're going to have a pumpkin carving competition. Can you tell us something about pumpkin carving?
Yeah, so we thought it'd be quite fun just to sort of get people to come along and be as inventive as they can. I mean, obviously, it's the end of September, it's not quite Halloween, but we wanted to do it when our pumpkins were looking good and they were sort of in their prime. And because we had a very good year this year for pumpkins, and we've grown quite a number of varieties, and it's just nice to see the sort of diversity of the varieties, really. All these traditions are really interesting things to sort of keep going. A lot of people might not be aware of the history of it, but actually originally people used to carve turnips, and that actually started in England. That tradition was taken over to America, and there they found pumpkins, which were even better for carving because they were bigger and you could hollow them out. And then that tradition in America of carving pumpkins has come back here, so it's sort of gone full circle.
joined now by Lydia on the cake stall. Now, this looks absolutely fantastic. Go on, explain what you've got here.
Doesn't it just? It's all been baked by our volunteers. And today, because it's the Pumpkin Fest, we've got some cakes with pumpkin in them, and we've got some cakes that look like pumpkins.
And what are those ones over there?
They're called knuckleheads. They're cake pops, and they're completely round. And if you can imagine, they're orange, and they've got knobbly icing on them and faces on the front.
They look a bit scary to me.
I think they could have their own TV series, though.
And what other ones you got? Where else you got? What other pumpkin?
We've got some wonderful sticky pumpkin cake by our lovely chefs, Vegan Peasant, who've made that for us today, and that's a gluten-free one. We've got other cakes with pumpkins in. We've got a chocolate and pumpkin one. We've got some beautiful tarts here, one with figs in.
Oh, that does look nice.
Doesn't it look beautiful?
Yeah.
It's a rich red with figs that you can see on the top. And we've even got some lychee cakes.
Lychee cakes? You make cakes out of lychee?
Oh, yes. Yeah, you can put all sorts of fruit in cakes there.
Does any of the produce that's grown here, does any of the cakes been made out of that?
It sometimes finds its way into our cakes, yes. The pumpkin ones will have been made with our pumpkins today.
I tell you what, though, I'm going to have one of those knuckleheads. Shall I give it a try?
Give it a go.
Do you mind if I take the biggest one? Is that okay?
Go for it.
Oh, that's delicious, that is. That's absolutely, oh, brilliant. Shed, you've got an amazing shed. Come on, tell us something about your shed.
So yeah, on the front of our what we've called the Land Grabber's Cabin, which is basically a big shed, is covered in the front with an enlarged picture of a group of men that were called the Plasto Land Grabbers. And the photo is actually a police photo, and they're actually all getting arrested. There's about 8 or 9 men there, and then to the left of them there is 2 policemen. The photo's from 1906, and it's basically a picture of them getting arrested. And what they were doing there was they squatted a piece of land as a protest. All of the men in the photo were unemployed, to make a point, really, that they wanted to work, and that they were willing to work, and that they were sort of willing to do something positive for themselves. So it's quite a big thing at the time, and the reason it's cropped up for this garden is that when the designers of the garden were researching the local area, they came across them and they thought that, you know, hey, it's a really nice story, sort of an inspirational story for local people, that something really positive can come out of growing vegetables and having a garden and occupying a public space for the people, really. So what we've done here is we've created a garden which is open for all the time, and really anyone can get involved, you know, regardless of your age or ethnicity or your abilities. It's there as a reminder, really, as sort of the idea behind the garden, and yeah, I suppose a constant sort of inspiration to the people who are involved.
Finally, yeah, what makes Abbey Gardens such a special place?
People who volunteer, they allocate a lot of their free time, and we know that if we didn't look after the garden, it would just become one of those anonymous parks with just the grass and, you know, all the associated problems that you can have in parks.
It's the feeling when you're here that so many people have worked together. I mean, it looks nice and, you know, there's some nice smells around and it's nice to see all the vegetables, but the overall great thing about it really is groups of people have come together over a number of years and made it all happen, really. So it's, yeah, I'd say that's probably the best thing.
Thanks for joining us here on New Sound Radio 92 FM.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, and enjoy the event.
And if you want to get involved in the gardening club at Abbey Gardens, it runs on Tuesdays from 1 o'clock till 3 o'clock, Thursdays from 4 o'clock till 7 o'clock, and on Saturdays between 10 and 4. If you want to find out more information about the gardens themselves, they've got a website, good website, Abbey Gardens, all one word, abbeygardens.org. And I don't know, I'd recommend, never mind all that, looking on the web, why don't you just go down there? It's a great place, it's a fantastic place, a really good atmosphere. I say it's one of these places, one of these hidden gems, it's just tucked away there, just on Baker's Row. So I'd recommend, just go down and have a look. I don't know, if you want to fancy doing a bit of gardening or anything like that, yeah, I'm sure they'll be more than glad to see you down there. They're a friendly bunch as well. Stay tuned, because after the break, we're going to be looking at what's going on in and around East London over the next couple of days and into the weekend. Stay tuned.